This day, 1939, the movie Wizard of Oz opened around the United States of America.
Oh, but anyway, Toto, we're home. Home. And this is my room. And you're all here. And I'm not going to leave here ever, ever again. Because I love you all. And, oh, Annie M., there's no place like home.
Now, Joel, you're the operations manager, which means you're our boss. And I don't know if this is legal or not, but you know that I've stationed an audio recorder in Abby's shower area in her home.
I'm
is that
not,
legal?
You know what? For today's purposes, I think it's important.
It's legal. Okay.
It's about health and yeah. It's about safety.
Right. So, about safety. So if there's an issue, we know. You know, we'll have it. It's like the black box in an airplane or a recording device. If something were to happen in Abby's home, we have that device there to record in case we need to do that. And
And she has called us before and said, please come here.
Right,
and
right.
So now we
check
know.
The recording because the recording in my shower. So we put, you know, so I stationed in the bathroom. And last night, I believe Abby was doing her nightly shower duties. And I looked at the black box this morning, and this is what I... It just never left.
You had too much time, Jack.
Spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out.
All right, so that's, yeah. That was the scene. This one I got off the black box today.
I thought that you had... Not that wasn't real, but there is a recording.
There is a recording. There's a recording that, by the way...
I'm surprised dear father didn't send it to you as well, Jack.
I got a couple of recordings when I was doing a ball game last night. I didn't know what was coming in.
Super.
I mean let's just point out that your father loves you, and your father
really
cares about you, and he sent us this.
That sounds so bad.
You're not going to cuss on this, right?
No, I'm just making a lot of noises.
Abby, so what? Tell us the story. All I'm getting is that, holy cow, Abby encountered a gigantic poisonous spider last night in the shower.
She FaceTimed her mother.
Okay, well, I was FaceTiming my mom because, so layout of our bathroom, the shower and the sink, like the sink vanity, are very close. There's like maybe an inch between.
Okay.
And so crap always falls down there, like makeup or hair stuff. And so I was trying to get
foundation,
stuff out of there.
Stridex.
Earrings.
Yeah. So I was trying to get stuff out of there. So I was trying to use between a knife and a spatula and tongs. I was trying to get stuff out of there.
Wow.
So that, just so you know, that's the setup. While FaceTiming my mother, I screamed like bloody murder. And there was a spider on my shower curtain.
Oh, yeah.
Which...
A skunk spider, by the way.
Which, with more research, we've showed Kathy and Tom, the zookeepers at Wahpeton, who I love. And they did not make me feel better about this spider. Thank you,
identified it?
Yeah. Yep, it's not a good one. And...
It's not a good one.
And so last night, I'm just panicked, and I set my mom on the toilet to watch, and that's when my dad started recording, and
of
my
course.
Mom's like, grab hairspray. So I start spraying, just dousing, because I couldn't hit it with the shoe, because it was on a shower curtain, and I'm not going to touch it with a Kleenex.
No, you're not going to grab it.
No, that's crazy. So I just started spraying.
That's crazy.
I just started spraying it with hairspray, and it fell, which I assumed it fell to its death.
Right.
But
it's resilient.
It fell into that crack between the shower and the sink. So I could not get affirmation or
where
confirmation.
Where 1,300 of its other friends are.
I couldn't get the confirmation that it was really dead. I assumed. And we don't assume.
How long did you press the spray? I mean, it was
like... I would say like 15 seconds on the Spidey, and so, then he fell.
What happened after it fell between the crack?
Well, I assumed the night was done. Then I found another one in my dining room. I killed that by spraying it with Raid, and then it fell, and I hit it with a shoe. That one did die. One did die.
Good night, Irene. That's a double whammy.
House is calm. Gwen was no help. She was out on a walk.
Gwen is her roommate, ladies and gentlemen.
Gwen is good with spiders. She's the spider killer, and
but
I was alone during this.
She wouldn't kill them. From what I understand, Gwen would
like
usher them outside.
She would want to set it free. Yeah,
I spoke to Gwen, and she tried to settle Abby down last
night.
She's
weird. So this morning.
She's weird.
So this morning, I'm getting ready. Almost done. Brushing my teeth.
No.
And it's back.
Yeah.
On the shower curtain.
Yep.
With a vengeance.
Yeah.
And I froze. And he's like covered in hairspray probably. Joel was like, he looked really good. His hair was in place. So then immediately I text my parents. I'm like, you guys, we are not okay this morning. And so I sprayed it with hairspray a second time. And then it like scurried over the shower curtain. So now spider is in between shower curtain liner and shower curtain. And there's no.
And it's immune to the hairspray now because you doused
hairspray.
It so much.
Yeah,
it's built a natural immunity.
Yeah, there's an immunity there.
There's no way I can get it. At this point, I'm like, well, this is how I die. And I came to terms with that this morning.
This is how it was.
This is how it is.
And then he scurried over the shower curtain hooks, and he's hanging out on the shower curtain rod. I was like, this is my moment. This is what it's all come to. Take my shoe, slam it.
Yeah.
Pretty sure.
You got it.
I was telling Joel, there was like a leg on the shower curtain rod.
So it's got seven now?
And there was like a little blob on my shoe with like a few legs, but I feel like it wasn't a big enough blob to prove that it's dead.
The return of the three-legged skunk spider in North Fargo.
I will keep you updated if I find a little slow spider.
Ladies and gentlemen, she told me this story this morning.
That's incredible.
I think we already know the answer. The spider still lives. It's been mutilated.
Oh, yeah.
It's damaged.
He's going to
come back.
I'm going to be honest with you. When we found out, and when I saw the picture of it, there was no question whatsoever that it was a skunk spider. When Tom and Kathy were in from the Chihinkapa Zoo, I wanted them to just be honest with you.
They were, because they
love you too. You're Wapton, and you spent a lot of time at the zoo. Anyway, they came into the production area where Abby and I were sitting, and they gave her the story of the skunk spider.
And
I
made me feel a lot worse.
Well,
you're
I think
now.
We need to share
but
that.
But you're educated.
I think we need to share that, and you know, just for many people out there who might have the skunk spider in their home, I think it's very important that they hear the rest of this.
You know what we've also learned in the last 2 days? Is that hairspray not only removes ink from a shirt, it doesn't kill skunk spiders.
Yeah. So, John, back in your office, please do not bring hairspray to Abby. But yeah, I might need it again.
You should have used Aquanet instead of that bedhead. Yeah. Is what you should have used. Aquanet would have knocked it out. It's got a net.
And here's the other part. I mean, do you rent the home?
Yeah.
I mean, you might have to go as far as having spray injected into the walls. Yeah. Because, as Kathy said, if you've seen one, you've got a lot.
You may have to hire this group.
We represent the Lollipop Kill, the Lollipop Kill, the Lollipop Kill, and in the name of the Lollipop Kill.
Happy Wizard of Oz, everybody. Joel's got a ceiling.
Skunk Spider-Land. Joel's so happy about that.
This is what they did. They put their hands together. You got to watch The Wizard of Oz more often. All right, when we come back, Jack Michaels and the Skunk Spider right after this.
We'll get it out.
I'm trying to
teach. I remember when Mary.
We'll rid your.
We have less than a minute, by the way.
We'll rid that place of spiders.
Perry's also said he'll spray it, but then Kathy reassured me that the spray does not affect skunk spiders.
Not only your black box, but Perry actually sent the video of FaceTime.
So the video of the video.
Yeah. And as you can hear from Jim Safford, he don't like spiders.
He don't like spiders.
His girlfriend doesn't.
So Abby's not showering again.
You know, never, this is going to be literally a never again.
We're going to buy T-shirts for Abby, and they're going to say, "Thank God for Gwen, her roommate."
This is going to be a scented studio.
We need to learn more about these skunk spiders. Stick around.
There's the house spider, the jumping. Here's a jumping spider. There's a wolf spider.
There's the skunk spider. Now,
here's the
thing, Ab, that we have to talk about, whether you like it or not. And Kathy and Tom.
I love this conversation.
And Tom brought up facts. And were you surprised that I knew as much about the skunk spider as what I knew?
I thought you were joking.
Okay. So
turns out you weren't.
Right. I mean, I've been around critters, but the skunk spider is actually not that much different than the housefly. What they do they regurgitate, and then it bores into. You don't notice it because it's not that big, but they regurgitate, and then it eats away. It's like an acid on your skin.
Sure.
And then what they do is that's how they break through to get the meat or whatever you want to call it.
The blood, the meat.
Right.
The,
so like when you're laying in bed, it's important that you get these out of your house.
Epidermal layer.
When you're laying in bed and you're sleeping, this could be happening.
You don't think Abby swallowed one accidentally in her sleep?
I don't know about that. But Kathy and Tom, in fairness, Kathy and Tom both pointed out that they will not kill you. Right?
Abby or the spider?
No, they won't kill Abby. She can kill the spider. Obviously, she's got a wounded spider right now running around her house.
We don't know how many legs it has left.
It's a five-legged spider. She got three of them.
Here's where I wish Kathy and Tom were still in the studio, because I know...
We wanted to call Kathy. She would answer.
When it comes to snakes, I learned this by watching... who was the Australian? He passed away. He got bit.
Charlotte's Webb.
The stingray.
The crocodile.
I think it was Steve Irwin.
Yep.
When it comes to the coral snake, when red touches yellow, what is it? Yellow touches black, kill Jack. There's a rhyme there, but there's a way to tell if the snake is
bad snake
or good snake.
Yep.
My point being is, how do we tell on spiders general, and there's 4,000 some species.
And that's why they call it the skunk spider. Because if you see a white stripe on the back of a critter, do you go up to a skunk, right?
No.
Right? You stay away. Abby, pay attention. Quit texting.
She's probably texting.
I'm texting Kathy.
They're trying to figure out
And that's the reason they call this spider the skunk spider, is because... They're telling you as strongly as they can to stay away from it, because stuff is emitted from it. Do you see what I'm getting at?
Yeah.
And Abby, also mentioned, so that Kathy and Tom don't end up looking bad here, they said it wouldn't kill you or maim you or anything like that, but you could lose hair. You could lose hair, right?
Yeah, they said if it bites you on your arm, you'll see a spot and then... your hair in that area will just fall out.
Right, but it won't. Tom said it could get in
your
hair.
I think if it bit you on your head.
Right, and he said that if it bites you on your head, you'll end up wearing a hat for a while. But the hair grows back. I mean, that's the important part.
Jeff. Was it a hairy spider?
Yeah. Especially after the hairspray, it just stuck right up.
Looked like Annette Funicello. Yeah,
it did.
Surprisingly, I didn't look super close at it. I have that photo, but you can't really tell.
Here's the other part, because there's a debate going on over whether or not you killed it on the shower rod, right? Yep. Not the curtain, because we know that didn't happen, but the shower rod itself.
Yes.
When you hit it there and you said, "I think I've got it," here's the thing. You'd know whether you had it or not.
There were some...
Did it look like it was a dead spider on the bottom of the shoe?
Or just really dizzy.
No, this is such a disgusting conversation.
Yeah.
Phone
lines are open.
Yeah. Phone lines are all open. There were some spidey guts on the bottom of my shoe and the shower rod, but it just didn't seem like a lot of spidey guts.
So it was possibly the guts involving a couple of legs.
I mean, yeah. But it had to have been like,
For the text club. Joel, tell me if this is true. If you put out a plastic, or not plastic, but a cardboard egg carton, like in your barn or whatever, and in the morning, will it be filled with cockroaches?
No.
We don't have cockroaches.
Well, you haven't. How long have you
known?
You don't know what you're
you
got a kingdom going on over there.
Skunk spiders and cockroaches.
I'm thinking of termites.
Are like cousins.
Yeah. Termites are different, but cockroaches and skunk spiders are very good friends.
Text me if I am wrong at 35270. Text us.
Yeah.
But I think if you leave in your garage or a place where maybe these arachnids and other insects culminate and party and hang out, is that I think if you put an egg carton, you know, the old standard ones, I think in the morning you'll have a whole bunch of cockroaches in there, in the little pockets.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think unless
Do you have eggs in your house, Abby? I think this is important to know. I mean, if you have an egg carton in your house and Gwen leaves it on the kitchen table.
No, we always put it in the fridge.
I think it's time to say this, Abby, because this is important.
Oh.
This is all a bunch of bull. Kathy and Tom are like, would you just tell her the truth?
Are you for real?
Yes, we're just lying.
It's not a
Why
spider.
Did you get them to do that?
It's because it was too much fun not to. There's no such thing as a skunk spider.
Yeah. There's so many words going in my head right now, and I can't say any of them on air.
You can Google it. It's right next to Snipe.
Kathy and Tom are driving back to Wapton as we speak, screaming at their dash, going,
so Kathy,
tell her the truth.
She just said that to us. Tell me that doesn't look like a skunk spider, though, does it?
That's why I got it.
That's why you got it.
So, Tom and Kathy.
That's why I said it was a skunk spider.
Tom, I already hated you. We already had beef. Kathy, I really loved you.
Now
I'm questioning it.
The skunk spider.
But still go to the zoo.
She was like that small perch in the lake. She just bit on the hook
on it.
And it just kept. Oh. She wasn't going to give up
I
that hook.
I can't believe Kathy did that to me.
She believed every word of it.
You know what's funny about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, they're Joel, smart. Kathy, I don't know anything.
Hey, don't feel like you're alone in this. Joel came to me and goes, hey, Gabby had a skunk spider in her thing. I'm like, skunk. So I Google it. Thinking, I can't.
I actually also Googled it and didn't find a lot.
I found a band in the Ukraine named like the skunk spiders. I'm like, this must be obscure spider.
See, but the picture that she had of
looks
this,
that's smart.
It's got a white stripe.
It does.
Oh my goodness gracious!
I can't imagine what Doug Lear and Kathy and Tom.
Yeah, people that are actually
okay.
In the field.
Wait, so what did you say this morning when you came in here to grab Kathy and Tom?
I said, just play along with this.
Yeah,
please, just go ahead. Those two should be in Hollywood because they played
good.
And they kept
should.
A straight face. They they had skills that they used. And then I go over to Jack and I'm like, Jack,
Abby
just roll with
Wait, did you know Jack?
I knew parts.
Jack.
That you had a spider in the shower.
He knew that the skunk spider story was a lie.
Jack. Well, what?
Honestly.
I'm done for the day. I quit.
Listen, to be dead honest with
you can run the board.
Abs, honest with you, Joel, and this is how naive I am. I still thought they were skunk spiders. So, Abby, I'm kind of with you.
It was the picture that played into it. When I saw the picture of the white stripe, I said, well, that's a skunk spider.
You know,
they're deadly.
You know what that is? That's a rare albino cross spider.
Oh, which is worse.
Worse than that.
Worse, because you can't see them coming and you can't see them going.
Oh, now Kathy texts me back.
Yeah, there you go. Now you're back in the good graces.
Kathy and Tom, I kept my word. I told the truth in the end, but it sure was fun lying in the beginning.
You put an egg carton out tonight and see if they all climbed into the pockets.
Person texted and says we all got spoofed. And another one, you guys are awful. Spiders are not funny. Another one. I wonder how many people Googled skunk spider.
Hey, I'm with you.
The listeners are on my side.
I Googled it right when Joel
said, I wonder how many people. I just spent 10 minutes trying to find something
News and information. News and views.
Here's one for you, Bones. We keep hundreds of egg cartons in our barn and have never had that problem.
Okay, then I learned this while I was in Bismarck. Someone had told me put an egg carton and cockroaches climb into it, and that's the way you remove yourself of cockroaches. You can get them all in one big egg carton.
Yes. So somebody
you don't
else
think someone's
in,
pulling my leg on that, dude?
I hope this is in good jest, but they said Damn Democrats. We'll be back with more right here on our Skunk Spider edition.
Spider-gate, as my dad was calling it last night.
Tomorrow we'll take you to Skunk Hollow.
Right after this. A couple of text messages. You guys are awful.
Hey, don't.
If anyone wants my job, it's open.
Don't lump me totally in. I'm with Joel. No question about it. I mean, we're on this one. I'm with him. I mean, what? I put a full scene together on that, so I'm not going to recuse myself. But Joel, you've got to take like 83% of that. I only want 17%. of this.
Here's somebody said, I totally Googled it. Joel, you are dead to me.
Yeah, no, he's dead to me too. Thank you.
Yep.
But out of everything bad, there's good.
There's good.
Are you ready for the good?
Skunk spiders aren't
well,
real.
The skunk spiders eat the maggots that she has.
Well, there's that.
Anyway,
okay. When you have maggots in your house, so you wouldn't have a skunk spider.
Stop talking about the potential bugs in my house.
Actually hungry.
Here's the other part. Forget the name. Obviously, I lied about the name, the skunk spider. But if you have those spiders in your house, there's more. It's like seeing a rat. Well, there's more.
How am I supposed to believe anything you say right now?
Yeah, well, you don't have to. You'll find out. You'll find if you feel the little crawling on your face. I mean, that's. But here's the good part. Yes. I mean, and this is important. I want to bring out the good.
Yes.
I just got a message from Kathy, and she said, we're going to open a skunk spider exhibit in the zoo. Sponsored by Abby Miller. With everything bad, there's something good.
They're going to like get little spiders and just paint white lines on him.
Just think of people will flock from miles around to Chehinkapa Zoo.
Miles around.
I have this little
singular miles.
Little from image of the skunk spider pulling up to the spider Walmart, parking in the handicap zone, and saying, I know I don't have my sticker yet, but look,
legs.
I'm missing two or three legs here. Can you just
it's
let me park
been
here?
A night you and I, for spider.
I'll tell you on a serious note, have you noticed the hornets? Are they wasps?
Oh, they're old, big time.
It's that season again, isn't it? It's that time of year.
They're skunk wasps.
How many of you have seen crickets?
Skunk
have you seen crickets yet? Out of all the critters, crickets are the ones that I can't take. Because when you step on them, they crunch. I hate that.
There was a grasshopper on my door yesterday.
Yeah. You know what that's a sign of?
Oh.
Don't even.
No. You'll be married in 3 years.
Ew. No.
And his nickname will be Skunk.
That is too soon.
Hey, grasshopper.
No, but seriously, the crickets are incredibly, I don't want to say gross because they don't freak me out. I can be around them. But every time I see a cricket, I want it to go to the great
which
beyond.
Is funny because last night, apparently during the Red Hawks broadcast, I got a message from my cousin who's out and lives in Minnesota, and he's listening to the game last night. He says, it sounded like a cricket was doing some commentary with last night. So apparently there must have been a cricket by the boom mic, by my crowd mic, because it was very much audible, like for an entire inning was the cricket sound. So, yeah. I don't know.
I'm Googling myself. I'm about to get played here. It's called the spider skunk. Seats.
Is it Wednesday?
Today's going to be a long day in the studio.
You guys, good luck to both of you.
Who will come out
How does Joel
winner?
Restore the trust?
It is. They're the spider skunk hero seeds right there. Spider
hero
skunk
seeds.
Hero seeds. It's there. Topical blend of citric flavors. This is it. Rancid
Jeff,
skunk odor. We could get you some of this, Ab, and maybe. We have to verify. Never mind.
You know, all probably have a purpose on God's earth, but what is it for the spider that was on Abby's curtain? What's its purpose?
Feed.
To torment.
Right? I mean, you know, it eats the little things, the larvae. But
The big scale,
big scale.
Bats eat this right. eats that right. eats this. We need that.
Right. So and then you can, you know, something's going to swoop down and eat it.
So
right?
it's going to provide, you know, food for
it
another
becomes food.
Bigger problem.
Yes, but it cleans up. I mean, flies, okay?
Yep.
Who would like a fly? But take a big old cow pie, they're going to help. They're going to pitch in.
Sure.
Right?
Going to be part of that.
So
I saw a hawk the other day eating on a dead deer on the side of the road.
Boom.
Doing the
circle
job.
Of life.
Right.
So all did everything you told me was fake? What about the flies? Was that made up? Joel told me that flies like
regurgitating into
puke
your skin.
On you, oh, and yeah. I was like, that's, I've
no,
never.
No, that's true.
Is it though?
That's true.
Okay.
Didn't you ever see the movie The Fly?
Yeah, with the Jeff Goldblum.
The right. Fly. I've right. seen Lord of the Flies.
They puke.
Watch that in English class.
And then yeah, that yeah. puke is acid. And for all I know, this skunk spider does do that. I don't yeah. know.
Well, I'm sure they have to break down sure. some sort of food. Right. They are built with some mechanism.
Like they have teeth, right? They got to break it down and.
So, which college professor from the School of Arachnophobia are you having on to diffuse all of this?
We'll have him on just in a little
bit. Joel's going to really like the guests I line up from now on.
And actually, his forehead will look as though the skunk spider's attacked it because he's beating it against the wall right now, going, lie.
The good news is Abby can shower again.
Well, I don't know about that either. You don't have confirmation this spider is dead.
I'll do a solid shower check.
All in your mouth.